Boker Tov Rabotai, it's Rabbi Kalman Akiva Kovacs with the Mishnah Yomi for Yud Daled Benisan, wishing everyone a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. Hopefully you're listening to the Mishnah Yomi while you burn or chew up the last of your chametz. And I hope to put out, Bezrat Hashem, the Mishnah Yomi for Shabbat, for Saturday. I hope to put that out Friday afternoon, God willing. But today we are proceeding in Kilayim, finishing the fifth perek, Bezot Hashem starting the sixth perek. Mishnachet in Perek Hey, Hamekayim Kotzim Bekerem, someone who allows thorns to grow in the vineyard. Rabbi Lezer Omer Kidesh, Rabbi Lezer says that causes an Isser of Kilayim, and he would have to burn up the thorns and the vines near it. We saw maybe even 45 vines in a circle around it. Chochamim Amrim Lo Kidesh. The sages say these thorns in the kerem do not make a problem of kiddush, of the bad kiddush. Ela devar shegamol mekaymin, only species that people cultivate on purpose and mekaym on purpose that causes a problem. So what's Rabbi Eliezer talking about is because in Arabia they would cultivate thorns to feed to their camels. So every morning maybe we should say boruch shaloh sani gamal. Thank God I'm not a camel chewing on thorns. And because the Arabians would cultivate thorns, davka, for use as animal fodder, Rabbi Eliezer says people shouldn't allow thorns to grow anywhere in any country inside their vineyard because we see people cultivate this for use. Now, it's an interesting comparative sugya in the Gemara in Shabbos Samech Hei about women going out with different clothing on Shabbos into a Shus HaRabim where there might be issues of carrying. And we said there that women are allowed to wear what we would call today a burqa or hijab, or these sort of Arab-style garments that were required. They were never a Jewish custom to wear such things, never a Jewish thing, but these Arabs or Persians required such things at different periods of their religious fanaticism. For their women, so because they required it for their women, Jewish women wore them as well in those countries. So he said in Shabbos that women could wear those anywhere because they were worn by women in those countries. It wasn't an issue of carrying. But here the Chochamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, and they said by Kilayim it's different. Just because those guys are growing thorns over in Arabia doesn't mean that people, Davka, want thorns to be grown and cultivated in their vineyards. The Mishnah continues, Arus. And the arus is translated, maybe it's some sort of fern, maybe it's an iris, hakisum, or ivy, shoshana tamelech, or the rose of the king, which is apparently a white lily, kol mine zeraim, and all such seeds, einan kilayim bekerem. These are not kilayim in the kerem. Now, these are not davar shekobecho mekaymin. These are not things people cultivate on purpose. If some of these happen to sprout up in the vineyard, you say, okay, fine, not a big deal. You go about your day. You're not going to Davka, take it home and make use of it for anything. It's not something people cultivate and are mekayim on purpose. Mishnah continues, a cannabis, hemp, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, einum kilayim. He says, this is not something people grow on purpose. It's not kilayim. Obviously, Rabbi Tarfon never been to California. Chachamim omrim kilayim. Chachamim say, no, it is used to, the hemp fibers were used to make baskets and ropes and things like this. So people do sometimes grow this on purpose and it would be something normally cultivated and make kilayim in a vineyard. Hakinras kilayim bekerem, and an artichoke, even though it lasts underground for several years, it is treated like vegetables and is considered a vegetable to make kilayim in the kerem. Mazel tov, rabotai. We finished the fifth perek. On to perek vav, Mishnah Aleph. Ezehu aris. What is training of the vine? It appears aris might be related, cognate to the word eris, a cradle or a crib. So what's going on is he's planting vines, and then he's taking the, what we called se'ar before, the hair, meaning the leaves and the vines, and he's pulling it in one direction or putting it on a structure, as we're going to see. Anotei ashor shel chamesh gefanim b'tzad ha'gader shugvo asar tefachim. Someone plants five plants in a row, five grapes in a row, next to a fence that's 10 tefachim tall. O b'tzad charit shu amok asar tefachim rechav arba, or next to a ditch, which is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim across. And I've seen in the previous perek, both this fence and a ditch of these dimensions constitute a hefsek, a division in his vineyard. Not ni lo avodato arba amot. So you give these five plants that are now trained, or now aris, the normal spacing of a vineyard for amot. We call it avodato, the workspace, where you bring in your wagon and your ox and your workers to take care of the grapes. it gets 4 amot, and obviously nothing can be planted within those 4 amot. So the chiddush here is, even though this is 5 in one row, and we've learned previously, you really need 5 plants in 2 rows, a row of 3 and a row of 2, to make a legal kerem. But here, since you're training these vines into a ditch or onto a structure, it looks more like an official kerem, and even 5 in one row is a kerem and needs that 4 amma space. But how do we measure that? The Mishnah continues, Beit Shammai Omri Mo Dedin Arba Amo Tum Ekra Gefonim Lasode. We measure from the bottom of the plant, from the where the plant goes into the ground, to the field. So as long as the base of these plants is 4 amot from your field, your vineyard's okay and your field is okay. Beit Hillel omrim min hagoder l'shadeh. Beit Hillel says, no, we measure from the fence. Now this is the fence you've trained the grapevines onto. You need 4 amot away from the fence to the next door field where you're planting your vegetables or your wheat or whatever else it is, the other species. So here it comes out that Beit Shammai is more mekel. If you have the vine, the vines are planted on the right of the fence, and then they're trained towards the left onto the fence, and then you have a 4 amot gap. You wouldn't even need a 4 amot gap from the fence to the field, which is even further to the left. You just need 4 amot from the base of the grapevines. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nori throws a wrench to this. Toim, it's a mistake. Kol omrim ken. If you're saying like this, Elaim yesham 4 amot meikar gafanim legader. He says, really, what they're talking about is if there's 4 amot between the base of the plants themselves and the fence or the structure they're being trained onto, not nilo et avodato. You have to give it its avoda space, its workspace, 4 amot, zoreat motor. But you could technically plant something else in the remainder. Now, this is interesting because technically you could have your grapevines growing straight up, but then they could be going overhead 5 amot on some sort of trellis or rod or structure, and then onto the fence, which if you have 5 amma gap, you'd have 1 amma of farmable area for another species. It seems that it would only work if those other species are not directly under those vines that are overhead. The kama hi avoda de geffen, and how much is the workspace for what for a singular geffen? Shisha tvachim l'chubrach. He says, in that case, you'd only need 6 tvachim around the geffen. Rabbi Kiva mer shlosha. Rabbi Kiva is even more makel. He says, you'd only need 3. He says, it wouldn't be a real kerem, be too much of a gap between the vines and the fence, so it wouldn't be considered a legal kerem that needs 4 amot. It would just be some vines that happen to be going overhead to a fence, and the other area would be farmable next to the fence. Mazel tov, chag kasher v'sameach.